Good morning, Home Church, and thank you for joining us this morning at our drive-in service. If you guys are excited to be here this morning, let me hear those horns. Oh, you can do better than that. It is so good to see all of you, even being separated in our cars. We're so glad that you decided to join us this morning. We have just a couple of announcements before we get started. First off, Barb White and her family, they would like to thank all of those who helped with her daughter's memorial service for all of the love and support that she and the family have received. She is very grateful for our church family. So thank you, everybody. Our church offices are going to remain closed until July the 6th. The church board has decided to set an aspirational goal to open the church doors for Sunday services on July 5th. This is going to give us enough time to prepare and make sure that we can open safely. We're also praying that the restrictions will be changed and it will allow us to have more than 50 people in the building at a time. So keep in mind, this is tentative, so please continue to be in prayer with us on that. Until then, we're going to continue to have church online through our podcasts. All of our services are available from our church website, www.homechurchnv.org or www.homechurchnv.podbean.com. Just a reminder that we're going to be having our weekly prayer meeting on Zoom tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, getting together weekly to lift up needs before God, celebrate His praises. It's been absolutely amazing, and we would love for all of you to join us. There's going to be an email sent out with the Zoom link for tomorrow, Monday night at 9 o'clock. And then for any of our teens that are listening in this morning, just a quick reminder that our weekly Zoom meeting is going to take place on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So you guys be on the lookout for an email with the Zoom link as well. Today is a very important day for our church. Today is the vote for the lead pastor position. As we had mentioned in the past, the church board has unanimously voted Pastor Carlos Garcia as the nominee for the lead pastor position here at Home Church. Just a reminder that today is the only day that you can vote. If you are an active member, you should have received a ballot in the mail. Please drop those ballots off with the board members towards the front of the parking lot who are collecting them. The board members are going to be available here at the church until 4 p.m. today. If you couldn't make it to the drive-in service or you didn't feel comfortable coming out due to COVID, you may also give your ballot in a sealed envelope to a friend or family member to turn it in on your behalf. If you have any questions, please reach out to any of the board members. Well, church, we're ready to move into our time of giving and worship. Again, we just want to say thank you to all of you who have remained faithful in your tithes and offerings. We ask that you continue giving online or by dropping a check in the mail. If you can't give online or by mail, please feel free to reach out to myself or another board or staff member, and we can make arrangements to make sure that your tithe or offering is received to honor God and keep supporting His work here at Home Church. Take a second, bow your heads with me while we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God Almighty and that there is no one like you. You love us unconditionally, and we bring our offerings to you as an expression of our love for you. We pray that our gifts would be used to expand your kingdom here. Bless this time that we have together on this beautiful morning, God. Let this time of worship be a time to break down our walls, to reconnect with you as we sing your praise and glory. Father, we just pray that your words flow through Pastor this morning, Lord God. We pray that whoever needs to hear this message, that they are here with us today, that they are listening in on our podcast, Father God. We just pray that those words are received with open hearts, that they fall on fertile soil, Lord God. Father, we pray for your strength to help us through this week. Fill us with your peace and your joy. To you, God, be the glory and the honor. I pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Testing. There we are. Good morning, everyone. How are you guys today? How many fathers are out there right now? Yeah. Well, happy Father's Day, you guys. We're so glad that we get to spend this day here together with you guys. We just want to invite you to join us in worship. Raise your hands, clap your hands, honk your horns, whatever you got to do. Just let's all praise God together right now.
The joy of the Lord. struck wonder at the mention of your name.
Let's sing that chorus one more time.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
I will adore you. I will adore you. Oh, church, sing it out with us one more time. Holy, holy. Lord, you are holy.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come.
With all creation I sing.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Yes, Lord, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for this morning, God. Have your hand upon the message. Have your hand upon the word. Bless every family. Bless every father here this morning. We thank you in your precious name. And all God's children said, amen. And all, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, worship team. We appreciate you. Can we hear it for the worship team this morning? Amen. I want to send a shout out to all those this morning, letting them know we're praying for them, those who couldn't make it, who are sick. My brother Josh is under the weather, and it's not like him to not come when he's sick. And so for the safety of others, he wanted to be here in spirit. So we want to just pray for them and lift them up. Also this morning, can we give a big shout out? Luke, our sound guy, got here at 4 in the morning to set all this up. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And to our security team and Mark Butler for getting the stage going. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, church, this is a family series part 3. I am so thrilled this morning. It's such an honor and a privilege. I want to start off by saying, and we've been saying this all morning, but can I say it again? Happy Father's Day. Can we hear it for the fathers? Amen. You know, I feel really bad sometimes for the dads. Mother's Day, I said Happy Mother's Day. Everyone went crazy. And for the fathers, it's hey. But you know what? I just want to say, fathers, we appreciate you. Fathers, grandfathers, uncles, guardians, stepfathers, you're so needed. I want to pray also, too, our generation, this country, this world needs fathers to rise up to the challenge and be the fathers that they're called to be. Amen? Amen. Quick story. A dad was having dinner with his son, and he said, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" asked the boy. "Let's not talk about such things at the dinner table," his father replied. After dinner, the father said, "Now, son, what did you want to talk to me about?" "Oh, nothing," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone." Fathers, not now, son. Another story there. 4 men are in the hospital waiting room because their wives are having babies. A nurse goes up to the first guy and says, "Congratulations, you're a father of twins." "That's odd," the man said. "I work for the Minnesota Twins." A nurse said to the second guy, "Congratulations, you're a father of triplets." "That's weird," the second guy said. "I work for the 3M company." A nurse tells the third man, "Congratulations, you're going to be a father of quadruplets." That's strange, he said. I work for the Four Seasons Hotel. The last man is groaning and banging his head over the wall. What's wrong? The others asked. He said, I work for 7-Up. To all the dads, whether you're a father of one child or a father of 7, we want to honor you today and say thank you. I've titled this sermon, A Father's Love. If you could turn to Luke chapter 15 with me this morning. Luke chapter 15. And I'm going to try to get you out of here as soon as possible. I'm going to keep this short. And yes, we know when pastors say they're going to keep things short, we know what that means, but bear with me this morning. Let me give you some background on this. Jesus right here is giving 3 parables, all dealing with something that has been lost. The first parable is of the lost sheep. The shepherd has 100 sheep and he loses one, but he leaves the 99 to go find the one. Who here can testify and give God praise that he will leave the 99 to go find you and I? Amen? Amen. The other one, the second parable, is about the lost coin. The woman searches everywhere diligently looking for this lost coin. Again, it's to convey the message that Jesus will do anything to go find what has been lost. He'll search all over. The third parable is about the lost son, which is my personal favorite. It's about a father with 2 sons. It's about a dad who can love his children beyond a mistake. Even a bad mistake. Sometimes as dads, we can struggle giving our children forgiveness over something they've done. Maybe something against us. Our pride is hurt. Guys, can we be real this morning? Men, can we be real? Our pride is hurt. And it can be a struggle sometimes for us to forgive and to get that relationship back with our kids. But the father of the prodigal son is a good example for us all. A father's love, out of Luke 15, 11 through 24. Let's read this morning. Jesus continued. There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. This kid was one of those kids that just was very disrespectful, you know? Father, I don't care. I want my estate right now. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to the citizen of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Stop right there. I'm sure this young man never thought in his wildest dreams that he would consider one day eating the same food that the pigs ate. Here, this young man had everything, squanders it, and now he's considering eating the food of the pigs. And I'm going to tell you this morning, that's what sin will do. If repentance does not take place in our lives, how many of you know sin will get us considering doing things that we would have never considered doing before? Sin grows. But there's a shift in verse 17. And I love this shift right here. Verse 17, when he came to his senses. Fathers, mothers, grandparents, this is what our prayer should be. That our children, that our loved ones, that this generation would come to their senses. Let's finish verse 17. He said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And I'm here starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. Thank God for this young man's heart. He could have been arrogant and proud and said, man, you know what? I got to go back and it's my dad's fault. It's this person's fault. No, he said, no, just make me one of your servants. I got to go back. I'm no longer worthy to be called a son. God, give us hearts that are humble. Hearts that realize when we're wrong. And I want to say that's what God is waiting for us to do this morning. Waiting for your children to come back to the Father. Humble, repentive. But this is what got my attention right here as we finish this verse. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. This is important right here. I want you to write this down, mark it down, and remember this. I pray it speaks to you like it speaks to me. Point number one. His father saw him while he was still a long way off. Catch that? His father saw him while he was still a long way off. I get a couple things from this. Maybe this morning you're a long way off from God. Maybe this morning you're listening to this podcast, you're sitting at home, you're sitting in the car, and maybe we're a long way off, but I want to let you know this morning, there's a God in heaven, there's a Father in heaven, no matter how far you are, you can get on a boat, you can get on a train, you can go 6 feet down into the ground, but God still sees us. He still sees you and I. Maybe we're a long way off. He not only sees you, but God is waiting for you. While he was still a long way off, the father saw him. Also, number two, fathers seeing. I want to point this to the fathers this morning. If we have any fathers with young children, with children. Fathers seeing your children. Seeing your children when they're in need. Seeing your children when they're shining. Seeing your children when they're hurt. Being there for your children, seeing them, watching them, when even in times of disobedience, in times of praise, being there, it's important. Relationship is important. Here's a mistake a lot of fathers make, right? So let me just say parents. They have this idea that love equals relationship or love equals influence. I would beg to differ because I know a lot of parents who love their children but have very little influence on them. I know a lot of fathers who love their kids but have very little influence. I would say the formula is love plus time equals relationship equals influence this morning. We cannot have influence on our children unless we're spending time. Unless we're noticing. So, dads, we don't want to only just be with our kids when they're all grown up and doing things that we want to do. Sometimes we think the younger years are for the mother. And we only want to spend time with them when they're older and interested in a hobby. But how many of you know, parents, especially the ones who have been parents, it's important, even when your kids are babies, it's important as a father to be there for them, amen? It's important to see them. My prayer is that we have a heart like this father, Because the rest of the verse says, and he was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. That is so beautiful right there. The father not only saw him coming from afar. Oh, thank you, Mark, for bringing these. Who's here proud to be an American? Amen. I told Mark this. I said, we got to find these. We got to bring them out because our country, this generation is in need of a Savior. And I don't care what anyone says. Amen. I don't care what anyone says. We are blessed and we live in the best country on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Point number two, the Father had compassion. The Father had compassion. Here's what a child needs from his father, from his parents, is compassion. It's easy to condemn a kid. His father could have saw him from a far way off and said, yep, there he is. I told him. And when he got there, what were you thinking? But not only did the father see him from a long way off, he also had compassion. Our children need compassion. And us to understand. You know what I discovered in my personal walk with God? It is the love of God that leads men and women to repentance. Verse 21, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Point number three, the father dressed him. Bring the best robe. What does a robe do? A robe covers. It protects. A father's love covers. A father's love hides the mistakes of their kids. A father's love hides the inadequacies of a child. He's not exposing him to the world. He's not trying to embarrass him. He says, quick, grab the robe. Not only the robe, the best robe, and put it on my son. I don't want to embarrass him and shame him in front of everyone. Let me cover him. Someone needs to give God praise this morning that God covered us when we need God to cover our shame with his blood and his mercy and his grace. We need to give God praise that he covered us. Then he gave him a ring, which has some identification there. When I wear this ring, I'm telling the world that I belong to Ricky Safranovich, a.k.a. Ricky Garcia. Amen. Praise God. I'm telling the world I belong to a woman, not only a woman, but the most amazing woman in the world. I belong to her, and she belongs to me. The father says, quick, get the robe and also get the ring and put it on his finger. There's some identification here. He's my son. The father put a ring on his son's finger. Even when he has done all he's done, the shame he's brought, the father said, I'm still willing to call him my son. I want to say this morning again, we need to give God praise. In spite of all we've done, God is still willing to call us his sons and daughters. He also put the shoes, which represents direction for his life, There was a point in this young man's life he was not listening to his father. Kids, listen to me. Children, kids, teenager. Your parents are not trying to make your life hard. They're not trying to embarrass you or they are trying to help you to not make the mistakes that others have made. They're trying to save you from a life of destruction. He got some direction now. Let me close at the as the father kills the fatted calf. Verse 23. Read that with me. Verse 23. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. The dad said, guys, I don't just want any calf. I want the fatted calf. And I could see the servants going, wait, sir, are you sure? Like, we got some ducks and doves over there. We got some, we got that little skinny one over there. I mean, we have a big celebration next week. You sure you? Quick, bring the fatted calf. My son has come home. I don't want just any calf. I want the fatted calf. I want the best calf for my son. Let's have a feast and celebrate. Verse 24, for this son of mine was dead and now is alive again. The father was willing to invest his most precious resource in his son. You need to know that God has invested the best in your and my life. He could have sent an angel, but he didn't. He could have sent a prophet, but he didn't. God chose his son for you and I. And this is what I know. Somewhere this morning, there's someone listening right now. You might be a long way off. But God told me to tell you a few days ago, and for today, He's waiting for you to come back home. What blesses me about this story I believe every day. I got to put myself in this man's shoes. Because if my boys ever grew up and wanted to run away from home, I could put myself in this man's shoes. He must have gotten up every day with hope, looking out over the horizon, waiting for his son to come home. Saying, is today the day? Is my son coming home today? Maybe he got up and he's looking out and he says, is that my son? No, that's not my son. Is that my son? No, that's not my son. I have to say, I believe he was looking out every day because when his son was a long way off, his father saw him. I believe every day the father said, maybe today's the day my son is going to come back home. And maybe on that day he looked up over the horizon, maybe today I will look up and I will see my son. And on that day, he looked out and he saw his son. But when he saw his son, he saw him. He was beat up. He was bruised. The father said, that's my son. He's coming home, but he looks different. He looks hurt. Yeah, he didn't listen to me, but you know what? My son is home. He's coming back home. It says in the end of the verse here, he was lost and now is found. So they began to celebrate. I want to say this morning, maybe you didn't grow up with a father. But I'm here to tell you this morning that our Father in heaven is the Father to the fatherless. I would like every head bowed and every eye closed for a moment, please. We're going to sing out this song. Amazing Grace. Take this time to sing and worship our Savior, the Father of fathers. Maybe you're a father here this morning and none of us are perfect. And we say, God, we need you. I maybe need to call my kids and to tell them I love them, that I forgive them, that I'm praying for them. Yeah, they hurt me. But I'm still longing for the day when they come back home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing. You know, there's a lot of people, as heads are bowed, eyes are closed for a moment, please. There's a lot of people sometimes, even kids, I would even say kids, children. Their view of God is tainted because they grew up with a dad that was never there for them. It's tainted because they maybe grew up with no father or with an abusive father. And so now their view of God is... Maybe that's you this morning. That's why it's so important, fathers. It's so important to try and love our children the way God does. This morning, if you're a parent, a father, a grandfather, doesn't matter who you are, grandmother, maybe this morning we'd like to pray for our loved ones. We're going to do that right now. Maybe this morning you'd like to pray for yourself and say, God, forgive me. I haven't been the father you've called me to be. And that could be us all. We're going to pray if we just take this time real quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask, God, your mercy and grace be upon every father here this morning. For none of us are perfect, Lord, and we need you. But I would just pray a special blessing upon them and their children, their relationship with their children. And if any father here, God, that maybe have a child who has walked away from home, Lord, that as we are speaking, as we're praying right now, that you would draw them to their knees, bring them back to repentance, Lord. Remind them of their first love. You will leave the 99 to find the one, Lord. And we just pray, God, right now that you would stir their heart. Speak to them. You know who they are. And Lord, as the fathers, Lord, we just would ask, God, that you would give us the strength to be able to be the fathers, the mothers, the parents you have called us to be. Maybe this morning, you're not a father or a mother, and maybe you're not right with Jesus this morning. You'd like to give him your life. If you're listening to this podcast or you're here with us this morning, I would just have you just pray, dear Heavenly Father, repeat after me, dear Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin, for I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. And I believe you died on the cross for me. And you rose again on the third day. Help me. I need you. In your precious name. Amen. My chains are gone. My chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, oh, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love. Amazing. Unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace. I have one poem before I close this morning. Dads, this is for you. Walk a little slower, Daddy. Said a small child, so small. I'm following in your footsteps and I don't want to fall. Sometimes your steps are very fast. Sometimes they're hard to see when I walk. So walk a little slower, Daddy, because you're leading me. Someday when I'm all grown up, you're what I want to be. Then I'll have a little child who will want to follow me. And I want to lead him just right and know that I was true. So walk a little slower, Daddy. For I must follow you. I apologize, man. I get a little emotional because I got kids of my own. Fathers, this day is for you. We appreciate you. We thank you. And I just want to say thank you for the honor and the privilege it is to be able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed Sunday. Hope to see you soon. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Father's Day. Amen.
She sees her son on his knees, and the prayer that she hears through the door makes her ill at ease. Jesus, she hears a young boy pray, could you bring back my daddy? I know that you'll find a way. And the next time